This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Okay, welcome back to another session of Sanity. I say okay because, you know, sometimes I'm just sitting here vegging out. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The time you're giving us, it is your giving me of your time. And I appreciate that a lot more than you can imagine. You know, again, there is a lot happening. And can't keep up. You can't keep up with it all. I can't keep up with it all. Because I don't just go looking for stories of my own. You guys will send me a boatload of stories. Things that you feel I should do and or do something about. And if you work through them a little bit, it helps me tremendously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. It's the realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. A lot going on to get involved with. You know, feel free to read the articles. Feel free to buy something from the store, to donate, to click on the poll that's going on there. A whole bunch of stuff happening there that I know of. And if you want to be writer for the website, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. You know, I know this is going to come off wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's when you know somebody's extremely stupid or just extremely committed. In Louisville today, they agreed to give $12 million settlement to the Breonna Taylor's family. And they pledged police reform. Now, you know, I'm a little turned upside down in this. And when you look at what these apartments were doing, what these officers were doing going into the apartments, they had a no-knock warrant, the search warrant, right? They went in to the wrong address, wrong apartment. And I wasn't there, so I don't know. You know, you got different scenarios here. But apparently she was in bed. It was a no-knock warrant. When they went in, they were, you know, screaming. You know how you see it on TV. It's very close. Right? They were screaming, you know, don't move, it's the police. And she got shot and killed. Now, whether because she was moving, right? The initial report said it was dark in there. They saw movement. There was no light. Thought she had something and shot her. All right? That's the short version. I'm sure there's a lot more detail in the longer version. But the thing that bothers me the most about this is that the district attorney who made the settlement and paid it, the district attorney is calling for... I apologize. The district attorney made the settlement agreement, but the attorney for Breonna is calling for the arrest, that there won't be peace until they arrest those officers. I'm just floored. Because they believe that she would have been shot if she was white. I don't buy it, especially in this case. She's in bed sleeping, or laying in bed sleeping, heard all the noise. again, did not follow the police orders. And maybe she did, and they didn't see it. I don't know. But to have murder charges brought against you for doing your job. Now, maybe they went in the wrong building or they had the wrong address. I don't know which. It doesn't really say the way it's worded. But seriously, we pay that. We have to pay an insurance policy. We have to pay out that much money and then have the cops be brought up on criminal charges at the same time. I want to know whether, you know, again, was he, and I've never been in that situation, neither have you, I would imagine. Was the adrenaline pumping? Were these guys on edge to begin with? Were they told that the person they were looking for was armed and dangerous? Had already shot somebody 5 or 6 times? What were they told? Right? I mean, when these guys are going into these situations, this was a place that had trouble before. It had drugs involved, and it was in a home. So it's kind of, again, it's kind of tough to look at. But to say the cops just need to be arrested, period, I just think that's wrong. We should be backing the blue. Not everything they do. There are bad. Come on. I got emails about this last week. I'm going to do it again. Feel free to send your emails. Joe@therealside.com. There are bad cops. The majority of them are good cops. There are bad cops. There are bad teachers. The majority of them are good teachers. Great teachers. Wonderful teachers. There are bad teachers. I go through the whole list, right? I mean, there are bad firemen. But the point is, again, would we smear them all for that? Remember, we couldn't do that with the Muslims, remember? But we can do it here? That makes absolutely no sense. Well, to me, it makes no sense. Maybe you can have me figure out what it means. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and just be part of the conversation. Look, if you like watching, even though it's radio, there are 5 new stations we picked up in Northern California, 6 new stations, actually, up in Northern California. You can check out the website. Check it out there as well. Always appreciate your time with me. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more craziness. College campus crazies. They may not be in session. Doesn't mean they're not crazy anymore. We'll be back in a little bit. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, no matter how you're involved, how you're being involved, what you're doing, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And again, just saying to you, you know, don't believe everything I tell you. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't believe everything I'm telling you, because I make mistakes. Check it out. Check me out. Make sure what I'm telling you is true. All right? I mean, very simple. Not hard. It is not hard to figure out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The more I see the hysteria from the Democrats, the less you can shake off or say, no, they're not going to do anything that crazy. Yeah, they are. They hate this man so much. Anyway, back to what I was talking about in Louisville. Because I want to make sure you don't take it the wrong way. They paid her $12 million for a wrongful death. And until you've been through the situation, these life and death situations, they're serving, you know, a no-knock warrant. But forget that part. They're serving a warrant on someone or a house and the people in it based on violence. The reason that's a no-knock warrant, violence, drugs, they might be heavily armed. They want to take them totally off guard. I love all these backseat quarterbacks who want to tell everybody what these cops did wrong, what they need to do, and how. And they've never, ever been in a situation. Never. So Breonna Taylor was shot, fatally shot by police in her apartment after a no-knock warrant was served on them. People have been protesting for quite some time over it. I don't think these people will be happy. Now, you saw what happened with the no outrage from the basic community, especially the BLM community, right? On the cops that were shot in L.A. And it's just double standard. You know what? You can't call that a double standard. It's not a double standard. It's just not right. It's not right that they want to allow, you know, when it comes to BLM members, when it comes to the rioters, no, they're not protesters, and I don't want to hear about how they're mostly peaceful. When it comes to the rioters, they get away with everything. They get away with hitting people with their car, hitting people with baseball bats, with their fists, with their helmets, using pepper spray on people, hitting them with baseball bats, punching that 82-year-old woman in a walker in the face. Such cowards. Such cowards. I have no other name. I don't even know what to call you. I have no other name for you. If you want to send me an email, because you don't want me to get you on the phone, or you don't want to get on the phone, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, it's always funny how the Dems won't look outside of themselves for information. We've already talked about this a million times. You know, they won't look at the people who've actually really lived under communism slash socialism. Because, you know, it's never been implemented properly. That's why it's never worked. And you have to admit, one of the most memorable moments of the Republican National Convention, remember when Cuban-born Maximo Alvarez cautioned Americans against creeping socialism? He said, I've seen movements like this before. Now, the Florida business has been hardly alone. On social media and interviews with Fox, other immigrants who settled in the U.S. say the recent political shifts here, including class warfare, riots, language policing, not to mention calls for expansive government programs, are reminding them what they left. RNC Speaker Maximo Alvarez was heartfelt in his warning. He had seen it. He had talked about how his people ran from it. He would have never had the opportunities there that he had here. When I would say the millionaires and anyone that was rich were the enemy of the people in Venezuela. That's according to Elizabeth Roglani, a young woman who left Venezuela for America in 2008. Now she lives in Florida. There was a lot of Hispanics down there. There's a lot of Venezuelans, Mexicans, Cubans. Why do you think they came here? You know, for a company that's so oppressive, a country so oppressive and so bad, why do they keep coming here? I'm thoroughly confused. I mean, seriously. She's been using her TikTok channel to try to tell people about that history. Rogliani says that she sees a parallel in politics. Right, the frequent attacks on millionaires and billionaires remind her of home. Division between the classes was something that Hugo Chavez wanted. He wanted to make sure that the poorer sectors of society hated anyone that was wealthy. Well, except for him, obviously. Chavez often declared that being rich was bad, not good, bad. Wonder what he died with in the bank. He defined capitalism as a kingdom of the egoism and inequity. Wow. It's just amazing. He saw socialism as the kingdom of love. My God. I don't know how they do this. Whoever wrote this, I don't know how you did it with a straight face. Before Chavez became president in 1999, Venezuela was the wealthiest country in South America. It has more untapped underground oil than any other country in the world, even the Saudis. After Chavez showed up, right, he came up on 10 years, he enacted strict price controls, seizing private businesses, the economy collapsed. After decades of mismanagement, the country's last oil rig shut down a couple of months ago. Right? The last oil rig. Unreal. Millions have now fled amid mass starvation and violence. Rogliani said to that in America, her biggest fear comes from any of the policy proposals. Right? Well, not from any of the policy proposals, but mostly from the overall culture, the mindset, the young people, the ones we lost. I keep telling you. We lost them because we gave up education. It cannot happen again. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Much, much more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit, and then 7 p.m. Wednesday in portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday. Even on Thursday, we're still in portions of south central Alabama, and it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. Baby. Come on. There you go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, on the air, in the chat room. You're texting or tweeting me or whatever you're doing to get my attention. And there is a lot happening out there. A lot you need to be aware of. But look, do me a favor. Some of you try to chase too much. Don't chase it all. Find something you really like. Find something that really is close to your heart that you want to help change, that you know needs changing. Right? And find out everything you can about it and make a change. Make a difference. Open your mouth. Say something. Really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I mean, campus is the place we need the most amount of help. Campus is where we should be as loud as we can. All right, letting kids, letting young people know for real all kinds of things, what our history is, what our economics are, what Trump truly is about, what Republicans and conservatives truly about. Right? If you want to send me an email, you want me to get some information, send it to Joe@TheRealSide.com, Joe@TheRealSide.com. And as you're seeing more and more, it's coming out. It's glowing at this point in time. A Pennsylvania professor or a professor from the University of Pennsylvania, let's be straight about that, so you know exactly where to look and where to write the letters, tweeted her approval of the Biden-Harris ticket and her harsh disapproval of the Republican Party. She says Republicans are nothing more. They don't give a darn about anyone who is not white. Calls Trumpism a virus akin to COVID-19. Aren't they a sweet group? Really, think about it. Aren't they a sweet group? She says that she called them also both craven and evil. She believes that there's a lot of critique with the Democrat Party's presidential ticket. She's looking for a candidate who can go after Trump and the Republicans with gusto. They want a good old-fashioned fight. What is that? Yeah, they simply want a good old-fashioned fight. She said, we are fighting against a party that doesn't give one happy darn about 160,000 people dying. And think about something here. She's a professor. Right? She's a professor. She knows how to do research. She knows how to look things up. And she would know that 160,000 people, 170,000, 180,000 people did not die from COVID. CDC said that. Not me. So put your rocks down. CDC said, really, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, people, 4%. 6%. I'm sorry. 6%. Go to there fast. 6% of the deaths marked as COVID truly died from COVID. Some of these people already had respiratory problems. They were old. They had other issues. This was kind of the icing on the cake. She said, in a vice president pick, what does she want? She wants a fighter. One who can dissect with a smile on her face these craven, evil people who don't give a darn about anyone. Especially if you're not white. Butler wants Harris to invoke Kali, presumably referring to the Hindu goddess of death, often depicted as a black woman. God. Love Trump's hate. Remember all that? Love that. They're mean. Those Republicans, Trump, the people who love Trump or support Trump, they're mean. They're racist. They're terrible. They're nasty. Right. And they're happy-go-lucky. I mean, come on, let that sink in. They're happy-go-lucky. They think that they're joyful and happy and they've got the right ideas and all this. No, they're not. They're always miserable. Looking for somebody to blame for their woes. The party of non-responsibility, as I constantly refer them to. She mentioned a conversation with a white male academic priest, who she says is a friend of hers. She criticized his desire to reach across the aisle. Really? Why wouldn't you try to get along with somebody else? Folks, that day is over, she says. We must make sure the Republican Party is in tatters after this election. Oh, you mean like you guys? You can't decide whether you're far left or not far left. You can't decide whether you want God in or out of your platform. I mean, there's so many things you just don't care about. Now, the GOP, according to her, is no longer a party, but an ideology. Boy, does that sound familiar? It's merged with a poisonous element of Trumpism to kill democracy in America. No. See? We're not a democracy, right? We're a representative republic. We're a representative government. We're not a whoever yells the loudest gets what they want. It's not how it works. Yes, I know. I hear it too. Oh, God. America's not only fighting the coronavirus, but it's fighting the virus of racism, selfishness, and craven gain that is destroying our nation. Now, this is a professor at a college that pays good money. I'm sure she doesn't need all that money, and she's paying for probably two black kids to go to a college near her, don't you think? I'm sure that's what she's doing. None of her money is spent on extravagant things, I'm sure. Butler encouraged her followers to vote, and then be prepared, like Belarusians, to get out in the streets, because we may very well have to. Because even if he loses, he won't leave. No, that's my line. But that's what they're thinking. They want him out no matter what, even if he loses. Right? Sorry, even if he wins. I was just thinking about how this hatred that they have for him is just amazing. And it doesn't stop at him. Matter of fact, I've always said it. The hatred they have for us, for conservative Republicans, has always been there just under the skin. They've been able to contain it, keep it down. Not anymore. That's not possible for them. Butler had called Ben Carson a raccoon living out the rack. She made headlines more recently for initiating the scholar strike movement, wherein professors use class time to promote Black Lives Matter. No, not what I pay you for. Campus Reform reached out to Butler. She currently the interim chair of the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Religious Studies. Oh, my God. Oh, we are going. We are a backwards world, are we not? A woman who hates, a woman who wants to wipe somebody out, is the head of religious studies. I wonder what religion she belongs to. Right? Oh, here it is. Associate Professor of Religious Studies and Africana Studies and the Interim Chair of Religious Studies. So she's been teaching about religion forever and yet still not humbled from what many of these religions teach. Just amazing. And I suppose anybody who supports... I love this. Anybody who supports throwing her out because of her nastiness will be considered a racist. Why? Well, it probably a racist misogynist. Is that how it goes? Misogynist, racist? Because she is a black female. And that's the only thing it could be. Nothing else. And look at the role that they're on. They've got to be, right? She's talking about Republicans having to be destroyed. And college dem leader encourages freshmen to join Antifa. Why would you do that? And of all places, University of North Texas College Democrats Vice President Brett Davis took to Twitter to tell the incoming freshmen that they should join and what to avoid. Hey, incoming politically left United Student, UNT students, here's a thread of the clubs on campus around Denton that you can meet. Like-minded people have a safe space to express your views. Included on the list is Antifa DFW. Davis tweeted that the group rallies the Dallas-Fort Worth area together for against fascism, but they don't know what it is. It's just amazing. A professor telling these kids to join a violent group so they can rain down on Republicans. Isn't that wonderful? Show them senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Welcome back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, there's so much crazy, crazy stuff going on. And the amount of lies and nasties that are happening on college campuses, well, I keep telling you, stop. Stop feeding these people. No, think about it. Stop feeding these people. You know, responding to them doesn't change their mind at all. That's number one. Number two, why don't you just hit them, consistently hit them with the right things going on? Consistently hit them with the things that make sense, like Trump's accomplishments. That's the only way you're going to win. They don't know how to respond to any. They'll chew on their tongue. They'll bleed out of the sides of their tongue, but they'll listen. Some people will listen just because, you know, they think you're going to say something nasty. By the way, speaking of nasty, you tired of having tyrannical left-wing politicians think they can take over your life? I mean, seriously, aren't we about done with this? right? I mean, you've got to be, can you imagine me wearing a mask? You've got to be up to here with masks, mandates, business closures, right? The left outright encourages civil unrest. Right? I'm going out of my mind with it. How about we do something fun and normal for a change? Look, every week I've been having Dr. Cordy Williams on with me. And he is running around the country truly trying to make a difference. Right? And you really need to check out the website, 1776foreverfree.com, 1776foreverfree.com. You want to go check out the dates. Every Saturday, they are hitting a different city. They're hitting it to encourage you, to let you know what's going on. Right? Even this Saturday, but check it out online. He'll be on later on this week. Right? Go out to these freedom tours. Check them out. And they're going to be going on for the next couple of months to kind of pump you up and let you know. These are not tours. These are simply tour protests. Yeah, that's it. Tour protests. They're going to have vendors and wine and beer trucks, food trucks. Don't get stupid. Face painters for the kids. It's going to be some fun. Real fun. You're going to have speakers like, Cordy Williams is one of them. Stacey Washington, she's co-hosted for me in the past, or guest-hosted for me. Kevin Jackson. And so many others. You're going to have music. Country music. No, I'm going country music. Relax. It's going to be a great day for patriotic families. Just come out. Show your love for America. Have some fun. Meet other people you may not even know were in your neighborhood that also love America. Wouldn't that be cool? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember the anti-homeschooling professor at Harvard University? I went nuts with that one. I had a field day with that. Because nothing she was using was true. Right? She's now admitting, after being pressured and talked to, that public schools, they may not be so great after all either. Right? She's not willing to back down from her anti-home, but she's not pro-public school either. In the wake of many schools around the country participating in remote learning, the Harvard professor has admitted that parents are finding public schools to be worse than they thought. The Harvard Law professor gained national attention earlier in 2020, calling for a homeschooling ban. Right? When it comes to homeschooling, she said, the victims are all the children, so it's harder to mount a political movement. No kidding. You don't need to be mounting a political movement with a 6, 7, 8-year-old. Right? 10, 12, 15. You don't need to. Repeatedly, Barthelet has demonized homeschoolers, saying that parents who do so have authoritarian control over their children. Listen to who's talking. Listen to what she's saying. This is how dull they are to the old language they grew up with. This is how disingenuous they are. Barthelet has previously pushed for education authorities to have regulatory oversight of what's being taught in homeschool education. She wanted to make sure. She wanted to have a world of homeschool boards who approve parents to homeschool their children, having approved curriculum, what they must be taught. Now, in an interview with Harvard Law Review, Barthelet responded to a statement made by William and Mary Law School professor Jim Dwyer. She said that many of the parents who choose to homeschool their children during the coronavirus pandemic will likely find that public schools are worse than they thought. Can't have that. That's a fear. That's always been the fear. Whenever you confront them with the truth, the fear is that you'll see it's better and you won't buy into their stuff anymore. You're seeing this walk-away movement. Hundreds of thousands of people are walking away on a daily basis from the Democrat Party. So if you're a Democrat listening, why aren't you? I didn't say they were becoming Republicans. I just said they're walking away. Law professor also noted that when coronavirus began to subside, educational alternatives such as homeschooling would act as a catalyst for parents preferring their methods over public school. right? But it's also possible that some people who are homeschooling for the first time as a result of COVID think they've been doing way better than public schools. They're not used to being regulated in ways that hamper their freedom and may therefore be resistant in the new regulation of homeschooling. Oh, I agree. I hope she's right. I hope she's 100 gazillion percent right. Reason Foundation Director of School Choice, Corey DeAngelis, reminded Campus Reform in an interview that the professor called for homeschooling to be banned just a few months ago. I mean, somebody was to pay her big money or she really saw what was going on, right? Look, school choice is every parent's right. To have the federal government force you into a failing school or force you into a school that doesn't have what your son or daughter needs is wrong. I'm on the school board. I'm a trustee. Listen to me. I'm telling you, with the stuff that they forced out on the trustees to make your kids learn, and then you blame the trustees or the school board members, is wrong. Get informed first. Understand what's going on. Understand why those trustees are doing what they're doing. In California, we're just a rubber stamp board for all intents and purposes. We tell the state that we're doing what they told us to do. Those sex education programs, and if you heard earlier, Brad Dacus was on the show. Check it out at PJI.org. PJI.org. They have a sex ed film of what's truly, truly what your kids are learning on campus. And I don't believe it's because the teachers don't know how to teach. This is curriculum that's been pushed out in most cases from the state. And if the teacher's on board with it, they solidify it by adding their own spin to it. Remember, a high school teacher is among like the top five most trusted people in the community. Right? Just amazing. University of Iowa had to pay over $1 million to cover BLM graffiti. But just so nobody gets mad, they took professional pictures, and they're going to post them around campus so nobody loses the message. Well, if it's a good message, it's a clean message, and you were all for this, let it stay on the walls. Why ruin the original art frame? Artwork, right? Because the BLM people, they covered, well, several University of Iowa buildings. They spray-painted slogans all over them, the wake of George Floyd's death. The University of Iowa also spent $1 million to repair the buildings. Wow. So they had to repair them, and they have to replace the signs. Isn't that great? Just amazing. What's with the violence? It's only violence. Do they really believe that? So look at what they've done all through the years. Killings, bombings, violence. That seems to be the only way they know how to correspond or do anything, for that matter. That is not cool. And then yet they come out of these schools indoctrinated to the left, but very uneducated in many cases. This is why I say we failed. Why haven't we stepped up to be educators? Why haven't we stepped up to be professors at these schools? Why haven't we gone to school ourselves to make sure our kids are going to get a solid education? Our founding fathers wanted it so bad they were willing to give up their lives. I don't know. Are you? We're in a war, people. You know that. I never said that before. Well, I never really said it with such conviction. This is a war. This is a war from, you know, good against evil. Socialism versus capitalism. Or should I say freedom versus jail time. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. So much appreciate the time you spend with me. Support the show. Head over to the website, realside.com. Again, write down the number. You can watch live, listen live, download the app on your phone. We've got a lot happening. I want you to be part of it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.